that expression, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do, do not date a news anchor, especially one in like a small local market who can get on television and say anything about you, even if it isn't true, just to get back at you for ending the relationship or not doing what they wanted or not breaking up with your wife or whatever the situation was. So there's this news anchor in Alaska named Maria Athens. She's in so much trouble right now. She teased a story that where she claimed the mayor of Anchorage had posted a photo of his junk on an underage girl's website. What they found out is that she had been having a relationship with the mayor. Yeah. And since he's married, he was embarrassed enough that they had an affair, but he wouldn't leave his wife for her. So she was pissed. So she got on her news show and she teased this story that was simply untrue just to get back at him. Listen to this.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
Oh, no.
Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
See, now is when you play the dun dun dun. Yes, that's appropriate now.
And also,
that too, exactly. But what's interesting about it is that it didn't happen. She's just a jilted lover. And the fact that she accused him of this, I love how she goes, you heard it here first, a reliable source. It's so corny. And you can tell that the reliable source is her.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard it here first because no one else is reporting it because it's just simply untrue.
Okay, she sounds crazy enough. I mean, listen to the end of it.
You heard it here first.
She got arrested because apparently you can't make a false claim like that especially against a mayor. I mean, she basically said that he sent a picture of his junk to a quote unquote underage girl's website. What's an underage girl's website anyway? What is that? A specific girl? Are there websites out there for underage girl? Like, I don't get it. I don't get what that I mean, it's also his male genitalia to an underage girl's website. Those words don't even make any sense.
So I couldn't go on the air and say Cooper Lawrence exposed her male genitalia to the world, I would get arrested.
Yeah, it's libel, it's slander. You can't just make stuff up about people and say
But she didn't say his name, but
yeah, she did. Uh-huh. She absolutely did.
Oh, she did?
If you listen again, she says Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz. Yes, she says his name.
Oh.
She didn't
Hello
tease
there,
and say,
Maria Athens from Fox, ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska.
Not anymore.
Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia.
Oh, so
yeah, that's slander. That's, yeah, libel. You can't just do that. You can't just call out somebody like that.
Can you imagine his wife watching the news? What?
Why would she say that about you?
Berkowitz, get your ass in here right now.
Berkowitz, why'd she got a beef with you?
I'm sorry, honey, it's the purge.
We got to talk about this later. I'm the mayor. I got to deal with the purge now.
I wonder if they came in to arrest her when she was on the air doing that story.
No, I think once the story got out there, people were like, yeah, that's not legal. You can't go ahead and just do that. So my guess is as soon as he heard about it, he probably called the police and said, yeah, go arrest her. Don't anger people like us who are on the air. You and I can get on the air and say anything we want to about people that piss us off. We do all the time. We're just not dumb enough to say their names.
Yeah, Cooper Lawrence exposed her male genitalia. More news.
Shame on men. Like, you can't tell when you first meet a girl that she's nuts. You can't tell that she's crazy. Men keep sharing this fallacy that crazy girls are better in bed. But then when you jilt them, you got a crazy girl.
Crazy girls, I think, are fun at first because you don't know what they're going to do. They're just crazy.
You got that adrenaline. Yeah. You're my favorite person. You're always like, oh, I can't stand drama. Meanwhile, you're the one who causes it more than anybody I know. You choose people around you who are full of drama. And the minute it all goes down, you're like, I don't like this drama. It's like, well, you chose to have these people around you. What were you thinking?
No. Oh, look, she got up on the table. She's dancing on the bar. How hot is that? That's cute. A month into the relationship, she's jumping up on the bar, dancing. You just want to jump out the window.
Right. And then she keys your car if you don't call her back.
And they'll even tell you, if you leave me, I'll key your car. You go, right. Ha, 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 that's just cute.
I love that crazy women tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah. They don't hide it. We're just stupid. And we only hear every other word. So it's like, car. I heard car.
I'm going to slash your tires, and then I'm going to break all the windows of your house. So you make sure that you always call me back.
Okay. How cute is that? She really is into me. She wants me to call her all the time. Yeah.
I love that you think that's about you. She must really be into me, because she would never do that to anyone else. It's only me.
Right. I think you should be able to take references when you date somebody. You have to call the last three people they dated.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, they do it with a job. Like, you start a new job, they want to make sure that you're not nuts. Mm-hmm. They call your last three references to be like, what kind of employee were they? Did you like them? Did they not like them? Did they cause drama? Did they set the building on fire? Like, what happened?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
It should be the same thing for dating. You're right.
Can you imagine Joe calling Sean Lee?
Hey, Sean. I just wanted to get a quick reference about Cooper. Do you mind? Oh, you want to date Cooper? Yeah. She's really hot, and she's really nice, and she's kind of crazy, but I kind of like that.
Oh,
dude, run.
No, but that's the problem. Sean wouldn't have said, my ex-husband would not have said run. He would have said, yeah, great idea, because he wanted me off of his payroll.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to pass me off to someone else.
Yeah, but I think Sean would have said on the down low,
I'm just going to tap on the phone, and you ask me a question. One tap is no, and two taps is yes. All right, is she crazy? Okay. are you sure? I don't know.
Is it Morse code? What are they doing?
Is she crazy all the time? Oh, damn it. Is there anything good about her? Damn it. Can I get out of this?
Once you go down that road, you're stuck. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think before we go out on our first date, I'm going to need three really references. Good references.
That, you know what? That's a really, really smart idea. That should be a dating service.
Mm-hmm.
Like an app. Instead of swiping left and swiping right, it should literally be, I want to date you. Here's the last three people I dated. And here's their email address, and go ahead and find out about me.
You would never date ever again.
Yeah, it's true. I wouldn't. I would have to start using a fake name.
This is Sheila Hunter. Oh.
I never heard of her. Yeah, she seems to have no past and no background.
Hey, Sean, I'm wanting to date Sheila Hunter. What do you think about... I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know who that is.
No, go for it, dude. I mean, is she hot? I mean, send me pictures.
Yeah, so everybody...
Yeah, Sheila Hunter has no past. That's my favorite thing about her.